Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Dr. Wayne Whitley here this morning, and we are going to talk. We dealt with this subject about a year and a half, couple years ago now, and it would prove to be very, very popular and very interesting. A lot of people re-listen to the show, I know, and we're going to tackle it again. OSB technology is what we're going to be talking about with Fredericksburg dentist, Dr. Wayne Whitley. Dr. Whitley, great to have you here this morning.
Hey, it's good to be here, Ted.
This is a subject that you have become, and I learned the last time, you've become very passionate about OSB.
Yes, very passionate, because I am the patient, was the patient, and could be the patient if I didn't have OSB. It's an acronym for oral system balancing. It's the way the biology of the mouth works, and I didn't realize I had a problem until I started breaking down in a lot of areas, and I got some help out on the West Coast, and came back, and it's reproducible, and it isn't your ordinary type of appliance that's made by most of us in dentistry. It's a very unique approach.
So you mentioned a problem. What was your problem that led you to this?
You know, it surfaced in a multitude of ways, but I would say just a lot of adrenaline, hard to calm down.
Yeah.
It led to just edginess and on edge feelings. I could get angry real easy over small things, and that just didn't set well with myself or those around me. In addition to that, I was starting to have a lot of aches and pains, like chronic fatigue, and I was tired all the time. I had muscle aches and pains. I started looking like a hypochondriac there for a while. Had some anxious tachycardia, rapid heart rate,
yeah,
feeling like a panic attack. Just all kinds of seemingly unrelated systemic symptoms. And then when I went out to the West Coast, I realized that they're all connected one way or another, and the body's trying to compensate for an imbalance in the oral function. And this was a dentist doing it. I saw one miracle after another. I stepped in line and said, hey, I think I need this. And it was really amazing. It was non-invasive, and walked away in 2 days like a different person.
In a lot of ways, but it says something about you that you investigated it and you were open to it, because a lot of times something new like this comes up and a lot of us tend to think that can't be.
It's true. I mean, we're not taught this. It's not out there yet. And part of my passion is to get this out. Untreated, it just continues to deteriorate and get worse. And so it's very much of an epidemic in our society now. You see a lot of people with long-term chronic illnesses, young and old, and it's getting younger and younger.
I was going to ask you, if this is just something that is for older people, but obviously not.
Oh, no. You know, the younger people are clenching and grinding. They're fidgeting. You know, the little toys for,
yeah,
fidgeting. Trying to focus. A lot of this hyperactivity. Some people would say ADD and ADHD, but the bottom line is the body's just full of adrenaline, and this is one way without drugs or surgery to bring things back down to a normal balance, if you will.
Well, and some of the symptoms that you described a second ago, in a lot of cases, you can think, I mean, and I'm sure you did, and your family thought, well, it could be this, it could be this, it could be this. And none of those are anything you even want to think about.
Well, and you get all these different diagnoses, but there doesn't seem to be a link. It's like all of a sudden you've got five or six things, and how did that happen, especially to a young kid, let's say? And so basically, when there's an imbalance in the oral function, and you balance it with just a simple appliance, and all of that goes away, and then they forget it or leave it out, and it all comes back. You can test this both ways, so it's really something that it doesn't take long to see a connection between the oral cavity and function and the rest of the body.
Isn't that interesting that you do notice it like that? And it's great that it is an appliance and it's not some medication.
The problem is that sometimes we do need medication, but I think as a society we'll agree that many times a medication doesn't get to the core problem, and that's really what you want to get, is what's the problem that's causing me to have all these meds? Because they have side effects too, usually.
Yeah.
And it's a complementary way of taking care of a core problem, not a symptom. You end up treating the symptoms with a lot of different medications.
Well, and I mentioned when we started just how passionate you are about this and wanting to get the word out about this. And you can see what it's done for you. And like you say, if you're using it and then you're not using it and you notice that you're going back, that's something special.
If I go to sleep and I realize, you know, my mind is racing, I can't cut it off. Many times I realize I haven't put my appliance in,
yeah.
And I'll put my appliance in and drop right off, and I don't wake up, and it's a better night's sleep. And if you have a situation where you have acid reflux and all of a sudden you realize it's been gone for months and all of a sudden you have it and you realize I'm not wearing my appliance. You put your appliance in and that changes the balance in the oral structures and their relationships, and all of a sudden you don't have acid reflux. It's like, wow, cause and effect.
That quick.
Faster than I can take a Rolaid or a Tums.
So do you have to wear it all day, or is it something you just do at night or whatever works for you?
Well, we say just to breathe, because basically there are different types of appliances. At night I wear something different than during the day.
Okay.
Other people wear the same thing all the time, and after a while you can go without it for a little while, and you don't notice any changes until a certain length of time has gone by, and that's different for everybody.
So how did you discover this?
I didn't. I actually we had a whole bunch of health problems in our family. My daughter took her life in 97, and that really got our attention. And then I have almost a similar situation a year later with another daughter. So I was on my knees asking the good Lord, what is going on with our family? And I started having symptoms. So at that point, a local doctor recommended this fellow out on the West Coast. I went out. He wanted me to go out as a dentist to help his Lyme's patients. And when I went out there, I realized this guy could help a lot of people, because the core problem is the body is trying to compensate for an imbalance and is trying to do life through this imbalance. So if you can help balance things, you have a greater effect on this condition that, so to speak, attacking you, whether it's Lyme's or whether it's something like an autoimmune disease.
Yeah. Dr. Wayne Whitley, our guest this morning on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFAA. We need to take a break. Before we do, though, if someone wants to get in touch with you and talk more about this, how do they do that? What's the best way?
Well, there's two ways. We offer a free consult so people can come in and ask questions, and there's no obligation for that. They can contact the office at 540-993-1091, 540-993-1091, or just go on our website, dr for doctor, and waynewhitley.com, drwaynewhitley.com.
And your office is on Princess Anne Street.
Right next to Little Tire.
Dr. Wayne Whitley here this morning. More coming up. We're talking about OSB, oral system balancing. It's a dental device, but so much more. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Council.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Dr. Wayne Whitley here this morning. We're talking OSB, oral system balancing. If you need to get in touch with him and think he's talking about some things that you or your family or someone you work with or know dealing with, 540-993-1091 or drwaynewhitley.com is a couple of ways. And we'll mention that mention that throughout the show. Boy, Dr. Whitley, one of the things when you mentioned, because so often I think at first we start talking about needing an appliance and you think of someone older, but as you tell these stories and talk about it's for all ages, and you think about the whole opioid epidemic that this country, this area is going through, this is an answer to a lot of things. And like you say, it's not dealing with, in a lot of cases, you don't have to deal with medication.
Right. You know, again, we're firm believers in working with physicians and helping patients address their problems. But in the long term, it would be nice to get to the core problem and not to treat the symptoms through prescription medications or even over-the-counter medications if the body can get to a place where it's functioning more naturally without them. So what this is an attempt without drugs or surgery to help the body reset and to function more naturally as the good Lord meant it to do without all these extra things that are addictive and cause problems in themselves.
I mean, you think about college students or just sometimes students in general who start worrying and can't sleep and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, one of my burdens is my daughter was 21. She was in college, and she had problems with learning that we could have addressed and have learned through students that are coming to us and saying, hey, you know, I was a good student. I'm having trouble focusing now, and I'm off to college. Our parents have made a big investment, and I'm not sure I can come through with the goods. I'm all over the place. And they start trying to find answers through places that aren't necessarily in their best interest.
Yeah.
And yet at the same time, an appliance gives them a good night's sleep and a day without the headaches and the pain. And all of a sudden, they start backing out of this deep pit, and they're not anxious or panicky. I did have talked to people from the colleges, and anxiety is replacing depression is one of the bigger walk-in problems that students have. Both of those problems are in part addressed by the very fact that they're getting a good night's sleep and they're pain-free. So this all was birthed out of TMJ headache-type problems and sleep dentistry for sleep problems. So it's a hybrid type of approach, and it's custom made to every patient. There isn't one appliance. It's custom made to them, so you've got appliance that's designed for that particular person.
And we're going to get into the appliances and how they're made and all that as we go along this morning. I remember when you were in the last time, year and a half ago, and talking about, remember you talking about how your mouth affects everything.
It does.
I hadn't really thought of that, but since then, and thinking it in different things, and as you've described things, boy, it really does.
Yeah, stick a sock in it for a while. I mean, it will. You start making all kinds of adaptations for it, and so basically, the medicine and dentistry are starting to realize there's a lot more than just chewing and swallowing, speaking, and breathing, and those all have tremendous collateral side effects in the body. You will bend your head forward, and you will twist and turn to keep that throat open. So if your tongue is in the wrong place because of dentistry or the lack of dentistry, could be simply a malocclusion. The problems that we get into are totally systemic, and yet it starts with that imbalance in the mouth. I just got back from California and saw some exciting work out there in Newport Beach that they're starting to do with orthodontist and general dentist. It's really breaking big.
Boy, you think about that and that kind of thing of just how a lot of these different areas are starting to come together, and you're able to solve some things.
Well, and we're also able to talk with physicians and physicians within us. We need each other. We need that closer relationship, and that's bringing this about. There is no firewall between the mouth and the rest of the body.
Yeah.
In fact, the tongue is the front part of our swallowing mechanism. So, you know, if that tongue is not able to get up into the mouth because of lack of dentistry or dentistry, we can adjust that with an appliance.
Is this something also that affects, because you hear a lot of people who will talk about sleep apnea or snoring at night, and wives complain about that a lot. Does this take care of that?
Yes. Now, again, I would say it's about 85% successful. If somebody tells you something's 100% successful, you better flee.
Yeah.
But working with physicians and looking at the problem. Sometimes we work, a lot of people don't like the CPAP. A lot of people have problems wearing it. Sometimes it's simply an adjustment in the mouth that allows them to then continue to wear the CPAP. I've had patients come in. We have one guy, he quit breathing 105 times in an hour, and he's a Boy Scout leader and wanted to go camping, and of course you can't drag a CPAP out into the woods, so he wasn't camping. So his pulmonologist sent him, and we fitted him with a dental appliance and then tested it, not wanting him to try anything without his physician's approval, knocked it down to 1.5 times in that hour. He actually said his auto-PAP that he had was not something that he had to drag out into the woods anymore, and that if he was traveling or wanted to go without it, he was in a safe zone.
Boy, to have that kind of a change, I'm sure he noticed a big difference in his, you know, just the type of sleep he had, the quality of sleep.
He called me while I was in California just to tell me he couldn't come in yesterday. He was so afraid to upset the apple cart. It was just, he really has had a big turnaround because he's got the freedom to travel and move with his pulmonologist blessing.
Yeah. Well, I guess, and again, that goes back to why you're here and why you've brought this to Fredericksburg.
I tell you, it is something that if I have nothing else succeeded in my life, all of the discomfort and pain we've been through, I don't want anybody else to go through it. And it's great to be able to, you know, to get this out. But now seeing it get out in a lot of other areas, you know, it's kind of like popcorn. It's popping out in other places, and we all should look at it.
Yeah. Well, no, and we talk a lot in this area, and we've talked on this show a lot about a lot of the different types of medicine that's available in this area now that we don't have to travel far for. This is another one. This is something else. This area, I mean, we're fortunate that you know, you've brought this here.
Yeah, and it is. I have half my patients don't live here. I've got people in Florida, Canada. A lot of them come from out of the area and actually stay, and will stay a week or 3 or 4 days and then go back.
Did you ever imagine you'd be doing something? I mean, you always would, when you were general dentistry, were always looking at thing that, you know, what was cutting edge.
It was, and I really still feel that this is going to grow and is going to change the face of dentistry and medicine. It's going to bring us together. I used to be really concerned about dental materials, and I still am, but this is even a bigger issue, you know, in terms of the quality of life and how people are functioning during the daytime. I still believe in those other things, but I actually stopped practicing general dentistry to do this alone. And really fine. It gets to the core problem quicker. Yeah. Doesn't mean that those other issues aren't important.
You're at 2501 Princess Anne Street, like you said, over there by Little Tire near Route 1. And if I'm interested, kind of walk me through. You said, you know, you offer a free consultation.
Yeah, and people should actually go to the website. It's drwaynewhitley.com, just so that they can get a flavor of the different types of situations. There are personal testimonies or YouTube testimonies there, and familiarize yourself with this. Then come in, do a free consult, ask questions. My passion is to get this out, and then if they decide they like treatment, by that time we've got a pretty good idea of what and where they would be going.
The videos are pretty powerful. I watched a couple of them yesterday, and they're just regular people talking about regular problems, and you can identify with them.
Yeah, and you start looking around, there are a lot of problems.
Yeah.
So this is a real nice basic approach. You mentioned the opioid problem. Just in general, it gives people hope that there's something besides this, and we have had patients that have had addictions and have been able to get off of them with it, working with their doctor or physician, and it's a nice way to approach this epidemic that's occurring.
Yeah. Now, like you said, in a lot of the problems, when you go to your website lists a number of problems that we see people in have friends and you hear a lot about. This covers a wide range of things. It's not just one thing.
Well, you know the old song, the head bone's connected to the neck bone.
That's right.
It's all connected.
Yeah. Yeah, we see that. 540-993-1091 to get a hold of Dr. Whitley. 540-993-1091 or drwaynewhitley.com. drwaynewhitley.com is the website. OSB, Oral System Balancing, our focus this morning. More coming up this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will continue to talk about this. We need to take a break. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 829.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to...
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg. A Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Dr. Wayne Whitley here this morning. We're talking oral system balancing. It's a dental device, but a whole lot more. To get in touch with Dr. Whitley, drwaynewhitley.com, that's DR, or you can call 540-993-1091. He's on Princess Anne Street in Fredericksburg. Hearing about the Spotsylvania just looking at fluoride in water, that whole topic. I guess we've talked this morning about trying to get away from certain things. I guess this is the kind of thing, and you look to get away if you can from certain things, and maybe just attacking problems. That's the problem.
Well, you know. Basically, I would like it to be an individual choice to start with. We talked about the opioid problem.
Yeah.
If they put opioids in the water because there's so many people walking around with aches and pains, that would be kind of what I feel this is. I would like to have my choice for my family and my own personal health and not have Big Brother, so to speak, pouring opioids or fluoride in the water supply. That being said, there's a place and a time for certain things, but I don't necessarily agree. There's other ways to fluoridate your family if you so choose, and I think it would be nice to have that opportunity rather than to have to take it out of my water as I do.
Yeah, the dental device itself. If I come in, go to the consultation, decide this is something that I want to do. Is it is this similar to like because I had a when I had braces and wore something in my mouth, is it something like that?
Yeah, it really every dental appliance looks almost the same.
Yeah.
It's a horseshoe because that's the way the mouth's formed. This is the way it's designed is to consider the tongue. Most dental devices are made on a model that doesn't have a tongue on it, and so the dentist adjusts the bite, and then you're free, so to speak. In this case, we do a functional adjustment measuring the physiology to see how the tongue is engaging the appliance. And many times, after some adjustments, you can see heart rate go down, blood pressure go down, and oxygen levels go up because you've allowed the tongue to get into a better position. So in truth, it looks like just every dental appliance, but it is not. It's a totally constructed differently, and for that patient, not one size fits all.
Right. So how long does it take to get it adjusted to where you're happy with it?
It depends on how out of whack the patient's system is and how long, and actually age is very important, and so we actually, that's why we prefer to have a consultation, because you can kind of there's one lady on there that had fibromyalgia for 10 years, and then I put appliance in, say, like on Thursday and saw her Tuesday of the next week, and it was all gone. And she was young. Now, a friend of hers came and wanted the same thing to happen. It took me like 6 months. I thought I was married to her. And so it really is, age dependent and your family history. You know, you're carrying around genetics there that has to be dealt with. You know, it's not just the current body that you have. You are the sum total of what mom and dad gave you and the whole family.
Yeah.
Tree. So some people have good genetics and some people don't have such great. My family, we were crashing and burning my parents, and they did a great job. They had all kinds of issues, and my brother and I inherited those issues. And it's like the toner in the copy machine. The copies are getting worse.
Yeah.
So the problems seem to be multiplying. And it's almost a perfect storm for many families. And others have good genes and are able to accommodate that. Then I became a dentist, twisting my neck, looking in people's mouths, and choked myself the rest of the way. So environment is the other issue.
Okay. So how does it work as far, you know, how, you know, adjusting and genetics and all of that? How does this all come together?
Most people have a forward head position or very straight back military position.
Okay.
They're trying to keep that airway open. And what you're trying to do is allow the body to reset by getting the tongue and the hard tissues and soft tissues in balance. What happens is the posture changes. So then the appliance is fitting a little bit different. The tongue has got grooves that it's now bumping into. So there's a progressive functional adjustment that's occurring, looking at the physiology the whole time. You can watch this on an EKG. It's unbelievable. And out in the West Coast, they have echocardiogram where they could watch the changes in the cardiac system. It could be they had another one. NASA gave them an ultrasound of the brain, but it was too hard to read. But yeah, you could see changes as the body posture changed and the breathing changed.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah. This is a whole new area that's coming to fore, and it's a paradigm shift. And I think it's going to really bring medicine and dentistry a lot closer.
Well, if someone comes to see you, can you tell sometimes if, like, say the either with their posture, the position of their head,
sure,
or something, can you kind of make some guesses what it might be?
Well, that's why we have the consult, because truly you can watch when they walk in,
yeah,
and as they talk, and how they're doing life with what they're, the cards they've been,
yeah,
dealt, and many times then we make a trial appliance. And as part of trying to determine what they need. So we can actually test it a little bit and let them hold the puppy, so to speak.
Well, I saw, now see, this makes sense now, because I saw on one of your videos, and I think it's someone who works in your office, of saying how she would always be massaging her neck or moving her neck around, and she didn't have to do that anymore.
Right, yeah. It's many times we're making little adjustments all the time ourselves, like clearing your throat. Now, if I leave my appliance out for any length of time, I'll start clearing my throat because my tongue has started to move back a little bit and stick into the back of my throat. So you have this clear fluid that the body discharges just to keep your tongue from sticking to the back of your throat.
Yeah.
But you don't hear it. My wife would say, that really bothers me. And I go, what? And she'd say, you just did it. Get that checked. But it literally corrected itself as soon as I put my appliance in.
Well, that's interesting, because sometimes I'll have guests and I don't hear it, but I go back and I'm listening to the interview to pull something out, and I'm taking that out and I'm thinking, boy, they cleared their throat a lot.
Right. And most people won't put that on a form unless their spouse is getting on them, because they don't hear. It's like blinking. How many times did you just blink? It's automatic. It's,
yeah,
the autonomic nervous system is doing that. So the cool thing is, you can, by their symptoms, actually we have a picture that we have little kids look at that actually has the same symptoms, but they can point to the one things that they're, like they're choking on a little bit of food or saliva.
Yeah.
They always have headaches or migraines. And so basically the younger kids can point pictorially to the symptoms that they feel like they have. And many times the parents are surprised, because it's hard to have that conversation.
And just like the case of you clearing your throat, you get into habits, or you just figure, well, I'm getting older. This pain is what I've got to compensate for.
That's basically the myth out there, or the misinformation, because at 73, I feel like I'm 53. And at 53, I felt I was 103. So, and I really don't take any medication or, you know, anything that I used to do other than preventive acupressure. I go to Dr. Steve Chin over in Stafford, and he has just helped maintain that balance in the rest of the body. But it is really a good approach for us as elderly, because we're much more sensitive to medications and we're more,
yeah,
likely to have side effects.
Well, I mean, I think you've probably given hope to a lot of people, because a lot of times you do think, I've got this pain, and that's just the way it is.
That's the operative word,
yeah,
hope, because people come in, they've tried this, they've tried that, and it's all you know, they've worked hard, but they're still in the same place. In fact, they feel like they're losing ground. And I felt that way. I mean, literally watched my family's health deteriorating. And when I got to feeling better so quickly, I realized this is something I'd like to share with everybody.
Well, again, we're fortunate. This area is fortunate to have you literally right around the corner to be able to provide this.
Yeah, it's a lot easier. I've got one patient gets on a plane in Tampa, flies up, gets a car, comes down, gets adjusted, then drives back, catches the flight to Tampa. So, you know, we're hoping and praying this year is a year that it gets out. I met with 19 people in Dayton, Ohio last 2 weeks ago, and there's some very deep pockets of people that are patients that want this to get out. Our mentor founder, Dr. Robson, passed away, and so the rest of us that are left have to pick this up, patients and dentists.
Are there many dentists doing this now?
We had 56 trained, and then when we got the echocardiogram, Dr. Robson shut the whole thing down for 3 years. And his idea was that he had more research and development that had to be done, and he passed away before he started it back up. So his work is basically in the hands of a small number of dentists, including myself, that want to get this out, and the patients that want the services still. So I think it's happening, but it's going to take a little while.
Dr. Wayne Whitley here on News Talk 1230 WFVA. To talk about, though, for the sense that somebody's willing to come up here from Tampa, to fly up here and have you adjust it, that's what a great testimonial that is.
Well, and we're trying to train more dentists now out of the Fredericksburg office just to get this into our community. You know, the Revolutionary War was hatched right there at the Rising Sun Tavern.
Yeah.
And a lot of histories happened around Fredericksburg, and I'd love to see this get out from Fredericksburg, you know, to the world, because it is a big thing.
As far as the number of dentists doing this in Virginia, I'm guessing is not many.
No, there's one on the East Coast.
There's one on the East Coast.
So the whole thing this past year, the summit out of Dayton, was to now multiply ourselves as we should have done. But when he shut it down, he shut it down for good reason. He wanted to understand the systemic effects of the oral cavity. And he got it, but then he left us. So the baton has been passed.
Wow, though, this is you're really Dr. Wayne Whitley pioneer.
There's other fellows that are in the Midwest and on the West Coast that are trying to do the same thing, and that's why we got together in Dayton. And there's other streams of dentists looking at this problem as we are, but have a different approach. And this is the good part. It's not just us, but it will take a while for them to do the same thing. And I think this is immediate solution to the problem.
Well, as you've described and told some of the stories, and just the as I look at the brochure you've got, the number of different symptoms that you're able to attack with this is pretty impressive.
Yeah, the list goes on. These are just some bullet points for conversation with patients. But, you know, I had a patient tell me after she'd come in for her recall visit, she said, you know the best thing about this? I can feel my feet. And I said, you never said anything about your feet. She said, I never told you I fell off a horse 10 years ago and hurt my back, but I didn't think anything had to do with the mouth and my back. As soon as you put the appliance in, the head posture changes, which took the pressure off her back, and the sensation came back into her feet.
Now, the thing, you know, overthinking, intrusive thoughts, sinus issues, morning stuffiness, distracted, brain fog, lack of focus, backache, difficulty swallowing pills, food, stressed, on edge, feelings. I mean, this covers
it. It's big.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's all interconnected. So we need to work with both with the dentist as a general dentist doing fillings, crowns, bridges, you know, dentures. All of these things are related, and our schooling is traditional. And we need to get this in the schools. So, you know, the other big task is to try to get this in our system from an educational standpoint. I went out to Las Vegas to the Academy of General Dentistry, and they're good with sleep medicine, but they're not too keen yet on how much the mouth controls the daytime quality of life. And they're starting to look at that. I talked to the chief speaker, and he said that this is the time that they're suddenly realizing things like Tourette's. We've had a patient that had Tourette's, got the Tourette's under control, but there's a young boy who was getting his teeth coming in. So we did work with an orthodontist to simulate the appliance we had. Now he has a nice smile, no Tourette's, and a good bite.
Boy, this is really revolutionized. Is revolutionized a lot of things.
I think the conversation, actually, the dentist holds the keys to the kingdom in a lot of ways and doesn't realize it in terms of helping people with their health.
Well, when you told me the mouth affects everything for the last year and a half, that's all I've thought of when people are talking about different things. And I'll think it does kind of go back to the mouth.
Materials are important, but actually, there's so much more in terms of that balance that really occurs that needs to be addressed quickly for all of our sakes.
It's called OSB, Oral System Balancing. It's a dental device. Dr. Wayne Whitley here, 540-993-1091 to contact him with his Fredericksburg office, or drwaynewhitley.com. Has all kinds, it's got videos and all kinds of good information. We're going to wrap this up when we come back, where we'll talk again, in case you missed it, about just how Dr. Whitley discovered this and what you can find out with a free consultation about this. Dr. Wayne Whitley, our guest, more coming up. We'll wrap it up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Dr. Wayne Whitley here this morning. Oral System Balancing, our focus. OSB is what it's called. And I forgot to mention that we're not alone. You brought along, again, which I was hoping you would, you brought along your dog, who's, I guess, a therapy dog. He's in the office.
Yeah, we found that it was just such a plus that he's part of the staff. He was trained out on the West Coast, and I never had him as a puppy because he was in school. And he came working the first day. He was housebroken, but he was also broken in as a service therapy dog, and sits with our patients, and he's hypoallergenic, so nobody's reacted to him. I treat a lot of very sick patients who have all kinds of chemical sensitivities, and most of them have gone out and bought a dog if they've never been exposed to one that's hypoallergenic. He's an Australian Labradoodle, so he's a runt or a miniature.
Yeah.
And fits good in the dental chair or at the foot.
And he's fit well in a guest chair this morning, and has enjoyed the hour. One of the things before we get out of here, time is short. I know that you want to mention is in a lot of cases, and you've mentioned it, that if I'm being treated for some other things, I may need to continue to have that treatment from, say, a chiropractor or from someone else. This is an addition.
Right. This is definitely got to be part of a team. Many times, I know for chiropractic, there are patients that seem to be resistant to treatment, and this is a breakthrough. The reason they're resistant is they've got to maintain that awkward position in order to keep that airway open. You get that mouth balanced, and now they want to assume a different posture, and now the chiropractic adjustments start holding. Same thing with recurrent massage therapy over and over and over, and they feel good and then walk out and it hurts again. That's because they're trying to get into these postures that allow them to function. You change that posture essentially by putting an appliance in the mouth, whether we actually realize it or not. And so what happens is you get a good functional balance in the mouth. Many times they don't need the intense physical therapy or acupressure or whatever it is. But all of those modalities are needed, and we really do rely. Many times I will send them there first before we put in an appliance if it's necessary.
Yeah.
Nutrition's another big issue. So we love to work with as a team and not as an individual.
Well, and as you've described, the OSB appliance, this is unlike any appliance
right
that you get.
Yeah, it it's very easy for people to say, oh, I do that. Well, in a sense, they do a little bit of it, but there's no one's ever been taught. There's only been a small handful of people that had this opportunity to learn about the tongue and its function. And I hope that that becomes a greater good at this point. But it requires, and people will see, we're actually using EKG or pulse oximetry, all kinds of things to measure how the appliance is doing. So appliances are made every day, but we were never taught to monitor, other than the bite and pain levels, things like physiology.
540-993-1091 is the number to get a hold of you, and also Dr. Dr. Wayne Whitley.com. You're on Princess Anne Street, and you mentioned you've got a free consultation where you can sit down and I can tell you about all my specific problems, and you can go from there.
That's the only way to do it. You need to have the freedom to just talk. And in today's world, that's hard to find, and all of this is relational about getting this done.
Yeah.
So people go on the website and get a great education before they come in. That's real help.
Well, it's got to be exciting for you. To what you've seen it do to your own family and yourself, but when you can – When people are coming in and you're helping others,
it's the biggest joy in the world to see people shift and get out of the situation they're in and realize that it's also a frustration, because now is the time to get it out and to help people see that this is available and make it available to them.
Well, this is such changing technology. We'll have you back in a few months again and talk about this and continue to get updates. And you really are a pioneer. You're like a pilgrim.
I really appreciate it. It was through our own pain and discomfort that we were catapulted into it.
Yeah.
But it's really a worthwhile adventure.
Well, it's great to have you. It's great to have this here. And there's no way you can possibly be 73. So I don't want to even hear that number again.
Can I get that in writing?
No way. 540-993-1091 or Dr. Dr. Wayne Whitley.com. He's on Princess Anne Street in Fredericksburg. Dr. Whitley, thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Tim.
That's it for Town Talk. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.